Hi, it's Mac. It's McCaughan here on Audioboo. It is 4:25 PM on Monday the 17th of Augustus. Have to tell you, I just had to do this. I had to tell you, it's too hot. It's too hot. No, kidding aside. Yesterday was a glorious day here. Today is even more glorious. It's unbelievable. It's so hot, I was standing side on to the sun at the rear there for 2 or 3 minutes, just soaking up the sounds and the smell of greenery. And the sun, as it is now since I've stopped again, is actually burning through the side of my walking boots. Actually burning through. Oh boy. This is going to have to be written down somewhere. The 16th and the 17th of August 2015. Two of the hottest days of the year. It's unbelievable. Mind you, it wasn't hot this morning when I went outside with my tea for my morning thoughts. It was beautiful and sunny, but it was cold, autumn cold. But thankfully it's a... Oh yes! God, fantastic stuff. Now we've had a wee treat, let's hope it doesn't disappear all too soon. But then we have no real stability in our weather. But if we're getting this, surely the jet stream has moved further north. Surely, and if it's moved further north, why should it suddenly drop south again and dump us all back into cold, wet and windy? Hope not. So beautiful. So beautiful. You have this bend in the burn. The bend in the burn is so beautiful with weeds, the flowers. Some of those candy floss ones, the creamy white ones from the nature park way over to the left. But there's also some beautiful loosestrife and wild orchid, purple lilac. Oh man, it's just absolutely beautiful. And down by the water's edge, if I get close enough, because the local authorities are doing wonderful, have been doing for years now, that they've been doing a wonderful job of only cutting the first, you know, 2 or 3 feet here of the 10-foot wide verge, if you like, towards the burn. Only cutting in that wee bit and leaving the rest to go to weed and seed, if you like. So that's allowed all these beautiful weeds to prosper and thrive. And down at the burn's edge on the far bank is a beautiful big clumps of those tiny wee blue and white flowers, mimosa. Beautiful. And the water's hardly, although the weir's running over, the water here is pretty almost stagnant because of the weed growth. Yes, it badly needs dredged. But as I said, it's beautiful at this spot. This is just at this corner. I step out now and into the breeze, but at that point, and there's another wee point just up ahead here, where there's a half moon, if you like, crescent, or a half circle of grass. Pardon me for the wind, but it's too warm to put my wind buffalo in. In fact, and I'm telling the truth here, there is sweat on my forehead, and I have been walking hard, but I haven't been walking hard for the past 5 minutes or so. So this is another sheltered part. It's beautiful. Thistles. What a difference the sun makes. What a difference a day makes. Yes, 24 little hours. So this is just a ramble, really, through some thoughts mulling over. Just letting the mind go. Not really saying anything of any importance. But it's been great because yesterday there's that massive big clump of Canadian fireweed. It's actually a beautiful thing to look at, but when it goes to seed, it is. Well, let's just say, when it goes to seed, it causes havoc. Because the seed's all fly away at the one time and stick to everything, especially if it's wet. But yeah, the nature part's looking resplendent again. This sun's probably giving it a wee boost. Giving a boost to the animals. Oh my god. No, I've never seen those before. Little yellow orchids. They're actually a pale yellow with a beautiful fried egg colour, yolk colour in the centre. Haven't seen those here before. I'm going to have to take a photograph, so hold on to identify them. Well, photograph duly taken. I'll identify it when I get back. Yes, as I said, it's just a ramble, but having great weather makes a difference. And we went down to the Crossford car boot. I posted a binaural recording as I walked around. But the difference being there, the first time this year because of weather, what a pleasure it was to set up and go through till almost 2 o'clock. In glorious, hot, warm, can it be hot and warm? I don't know. Hot sunshine. Just what a difference it makes. We are so used to standing in the... This is anise seeds. You know, where you get anise seed from. It's lovely. It's actually going off now. It's just going straight to seed. But there's that point where it's between flower and seed and it just hits you like you've walked into the old-fashioned sweet shop. And all the guy's got in his sweet shop is aniseed balls. That smell, that scent, wow. So it was great. And today I've been very productive. Believe it or not, so the sun has made such a difference to me that my mood has been elevated. Positive thinking from the Americanization coming up, hashtag Americanization, the get-go. I love that phrase actually, the get-go. I've been so positive. I've actually been cleaning and polishing the windows around the house, inside and out, for my wife. She didn't ask me, I volunteered, so I'm going to do this. I was tidying a wee bit in the garden. I got a delivery of all the new wood required for the side fence. My wife's nephew's coming down Tuesday evening to begin repairing that fence, that gaping wound that you left us with. So all the wood got delivered today, by on 12 noon when it was supposed to be delivered, which was excellent, and delivered in beautiful hot sunshine. So I did that, and I've been pottering and doing things, so that just shows you what a couple of days of good weather can make. You know, it's just, it lifts everything. And I've been out walking for a wee bit, taking my time. I just want it to last. I want this wee walk to last a bit longer. I've actually taken a couple of detours already, rather than a direct route, just so I can add more time in the sun. Oh, you lucky people down there in England that get better weather than us, but more so those people who stay in much sunnier summer climes. I know a lot are complaining about it being too hot, and I can understand that. I can understand it getting too hot. We are putting heating on, while you guys over there are putting air conditioning on. What would you think would be the worst? What do you think would be the worst? Having a summer of 30s and 40 degrees and having to have aircon all day or even during the night to keep you cool, you know, not getting to sleep because of the heat. I've experienced that. I've been, not just to the States. Actually, I've been to Canada and the States. Been to Canada once and the States twice. I've experienced that heat and that uncomfortable time when you go to bed and you just can't get to sleep because it's far too damn warm. Do you think that's worse than being over here? and putting heating on to keep you warm, but then having, well, unless you've got a medical issue or a mental issue for that matter, being able to get off to sleep comfortably, because it's not. In fact, we jump into bed at night in a cold bed. In the summer it's a cool bed, but in the winter it's a cold bed. We never put heating on the bed. Anyway, it's far too uncomfortable. So what do you think was worse? Would you switch climates with us, you guys? Over there, who's this getting 45 to 46 degrees this week? I think it's Shannon, who is at Gwendolyn. Oh my. Wee storm. Not so bad. It's calming down for Lee, I think, this week. But anyway. Kids go back to school here. I'm watching these four young lads. Just been playing in the enclosed play park and now they're heading home. Like me, when I was that age, I'd be heading home for tea. Remember, be back before five because your dinner will be on the table. And I don't want you coming in late and it's cold, unless it's a salad. Takes me back seeing young lads there. Especially a wee red-headed guy there that just was part of that four group. A wee red-headed laddie. That was me. I was a carrot top when I was wee. And I ran about all this part of walking through. Now it was no longer there, this new housing. But the Meadow Park, the Nature Park. Oh my, you know, that was me, yes. My playground, part of my playground anyway. So seeing that takes me way back. Sometimes I find it hard to believe that I never drifted further away than 6 miles. 6 miles is the furthest I got. Anyway. I'm in the shade now. And when you're walking in the shade and you can say, this is really pleasant, this is really nice. You know, when you can say that, you know it's a warm day. And you're enjoying the coolness. So, weather-wise, we'll put that to the side for now. I've been mulling over a few things in my head over the past week that I, one in particular was thoughts about what was the words? You see what happens. My head, there's a lamppost. I'll just headbutt it. Waking my brain up. My God. Oh my, it's gone. I know what it's about. I know what it's about, but I'm trying to remember what the words were. Isn't that crazy? I know I'm going to talk about bananas, but I can't remember the word bananas. Boy. And there's me swallowing glasses of water all day long. Oh, at least 6 or 7 big, cold, clear glasses of water to try and improve my health, but more importantly, try and improve my mental health. Get more fresh fluids into the blood and thereby into the brain cells, and thereby hopefully to stimulate the memory cells. But the memory door has been stuck fast. Maybe it'll take more than a week of doing this till it seeps through the keyhole and gets in there and wakens all those lazy, good for nothing memory cells that are sitting in there on their big chairs with their feet up and drinking whatever. get off their lazy arses and start remembering what they should be remembering, and then let me know all about it. Maybe I should just have headbutted that lamppost. That'd have done a better job of things. Ach well, it'll come to me. Oh yeah. You see? I must have frightened the wee buggers. Now I'm going to have to say it before I forget it again. So, but I'm not going to talk about it now. I'm going to talk about it later this week. Whenever. I'm going to talk about it. And that is purpose in life. Something that's been bugging me for a long while now. I've got it written down, but not on a card, because I've disposed of the cards. I'm using my app, that wonderful app called Clear, C-L-E-A-R. I've now been on that for 2 weeks, probably more. And I go into it every morning, first thing. And I check off things and add things, and it's been great. No cards, no message cards, no scribbling on cards, but all digitized and shared between all my devices so that I can get to them, I can access them at any time. But you see how my brain just took me away in a tangent there? Yes, so I'm going to talk about, I have it written down. Purpose of life. And that's the one that's stuck out more than any of the rest of things I wanted to talk about. All to do with me, that is. Not walking through the parts, but me. My being, as it were. My well-being. Or sometimes when it's not so well-being. Well, there you go, we're approaching the big busy road again, and I won't subject you to the rattles, bangs and drones of traffic. See you soon. Did you buy the night?